What is up, young adults? Thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Also, follow us at YA_PowerOfLove. And as always, thanks for tuning in.
Hey, young adults. This is Miriam. I have the honor of sharing with you today. And we're getting so close to Christmas, the end of the year. There's just, it feels like this time of the month, or, you know, the end of the month, the end of the year is just so busy. There's something going on every day. But today, I just want to take some time to encourage you with a word that actually just came. I am subscribed to Jerry Saville Ministries, and I can say that their ministry has really blessed me and helped me grow. So I'm gonna share with you the word that came in. I don't know, maybe some of you received this, or maybe you guys don't know about Jerry Saville. Most of us probably do, but I just want to share what I received in the mail for the word that was given from this man of God. So I'm not taking any credit whatsoever. It's from him, but of course it's from God. It's a word from God. So I'm gonna just read some of it, not the whole thing. And I'm going to go ahead and start, and I pray it blesses you like it blesses me. Open your heart in Jesus' name. This year has been challenging for many people, but God is faithful and your victory is ahead. I'm going to pause right there. If you've been plugged in at the Power of Love Church, we always have testimony night. Sunday night at 6 p.m. at the Power of Love Church. If you've never joined us, I'll take this moment to invite you. We have services Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. And Sunday night, usually we have opportunity to testify. So if you've been in the house of the Lord, maybe you go to church somewhere else, you've heard testimonies of a lot of good. Most of us this year, I'm not saying we didn't experience any trials or anything, but it's been a great year for us. When you walk with God, there should always be growth. There should always be fruit. Even though you walk through whatever it is that you have to go through, it's, Pastor Sandy said it this Sunday, it's just a platform. Look at it as a platform. Renew your mind. Okay, yes, in the natural, you know, this is a challenge. This wants to come and put stress in my life. This wants to occupy my mind with worry. But since I am a child of God, I've given my life to Christ, I'm devoted to Him, I have a relationship with my Father, I know that I serve a good Father and that my Father is not going to abandon me. He's going to be with me. How many of us have, maybe some of us don't, but if you had a father in your life that was always there for you, you know, even if it was giving you $20 every week, are just giving you, you know, consejos, that means advice, you know, on how, you know, as you grow up, you're a young adult, right? So you're starting to experience things you've never have, maybe your father has, and he's been a positive influence in your life. If you don't have a positive influence in your life or somebody to guide you, it's so much easier to fall into other things. But us as children of God, God is our heavenly Father. So we look to Him. You might not have a natural father. I just lost my natural father recently. It's about to be a year, actually. So now, you know, I have nothing but to depend on God. I've always depended on God. But, you know, in that natural sense of calling your dad and saying, hey, dad, you know, I noticed, you know, you paid off your house. I noticed you, you know, we're successful in this, you know, give me some tips. Well, we have our Heavenly Father that is full of wisdom and guidance for us, his children, so we won't fall. The Bible says that the righteous fall many times, or there many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him from them all. So yes, we have afflictions. Yes, we go through times and moments, but we don't allow ourselves to stay in that state. We have to be quick to recognize, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we do. We, you know, when something comes, we're like, oh wait, this is not for me. I'm not going to receive it. I might be going through it for a short period of time, but this is not going to be my story. This is just going to be a platform so that I can testify about this, so that the glory of God can come out of this situation. The Bible says that the Lord rejoices in our prosperity. So when we prosper, and this is in every area, I shared this with someone just recently about prosperity. The world sees prosperity as having money, having finances, having the big house, you know, the nice car, the wad of cash, I don't know. But to us as believers, as being in the light, you know, yes, finances are something that should grow in your walk in Christ. You should be growing in your finances. You should be getting promotions. You should be increasing every year. But that is not where our heart is, because there's so many millionaires, billionaires. I met a man this year that his son was actually dating a famous celebrity, and I'm not even going to go there, but anyways, he said that that person had their own jet, or, you know, but he's been with those people, or, you know, shared time with them, and he's like, they're all drug addicts, they're all drunks, nobody's happy, like, you know, money will never fill the void that you have. Maybe you think, oh, I just need to grab those pair of shoes. I just gotta have that, you know, whatever it is. But I'll tell you from experience, and I'm not no millionaire yet. you know, we have big faith. We never put a limit on God. Never say never. Never limit yourself. But, you know, I've had a new car. I've had a car that I desired, you know, and said, this is my dream car, you know. And once I got that car, you're like, okay, like, of course it feels great, you know, because you're like, wow, you know, from driving what I used to drive to driving what I did when I got, you know, my dream car. At the time was it was a red Impala, fully loaded. I can't remember what year it was. It was when the new model had just came out. Anyways, that was a couple years ago. When I got that car, you know, and I had my mind set on it. I was like, I'm going to get this car. I'm going to get this car. I would look it up. I would look at the price. And, you know, I was, you know, probably 18, I don't know, 19. And I was like, you know, that's a lot of money for a car. For me, it was a lot of money back then, you know. But I had my mind set on it. And I said, you know what? I know that I'm going to be in this car one day. And it came to pass, and I had the car, and I absolutely loved it. But it was like, okay, once you get that material thing, it's like, okay, well, now what? Like, well, what's next? Like, you realize that thing, and it doesn't matter. An Impala is like not even that much money now that I'm, you know, an adult now, or, you know, maybe for some of us it is, but, you know, I'm saying, like, there's like Lamborghinis. My son's always talking about Lamborghinis, my little 6-year-old son. Mom, we should get Dad a Lamborghini for Christmas. He's like, shouldn't that be great? I was like, yeah, that would be so great, right? And I never ever say anything contrary to say, like, that's way out of, like, no, never, because I said, yeah, one day we'll get Daddy a Lamborghini, you know. So teach your kids, if you have kids, you know, don't tell them that's too much, or, you know, we can't get that, you know. Be very careful with your words, because people are watching, number one, if you have children. But anyhow, where I was going is that, you know, Prosperity is not money. Once you have that thing that you thought that when you had it, you were going to be happy, it's just like, okay, now it's just there. It's just, I mean, great that I have it, but you realize that it didn't fulfill what you thought would be fulfilling in your life, you know. And Instagram and Facebook, all this technology, all this social media, people flaunting stuff, like, never assume that someone is happy, that someone, you know, just because they have everything, oh, they're living the life. Like, no, renew your mind to what the Bible teaches us. Jesus is the only one that can fulfill you. Spending time with him and his word, seeing his promises, what he has for us, that is true fulfillment. Spending time in his house, in his presence, in his word. Jesus is the word. That is where we draw strength. That is where we find purpose, not in material things. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. So let's see, I'm kind of just flowing here. Okay, so I just read that, you know, that it's been challenging for many people. Maybe it's been challenging for you, but for the children of God, like I said, we do go through trials, but we know that the victory is ahead. We know that God is still on the throne. And going back to this Jerry Saville that I got, he said, there's one quality that you must develop to overcome hardships. And then he talks about before surrendering his life to the Lord that he was a quitter. Maybe, and then he says, maybe you can relate. Right now, people might be facing some tough challenges in their lifetime. There's a lot of turmoil in our world. There's still shutdowns, restrictions, and economic effects from the coronavirus. How are we going to respond when hardships arise? So this is Jerry Saville again. He's saying, today I want to talk to you about the need for resilience. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Resilience. The ability to continue when things look impossible. And I did look up the meaning for resilience. I'm not really familiar with the word. I have an idea of what it means, but I'm just gonna read the meaning just so we can get more clarification. Maybe some of us know. And the definition is the capacity to recover quickly. Let me read it again. I don't know what happened. The capacity to recover quickly from difficulties. And it says toughness. Okay, so keep that in mind. Recovering quickly from difficulties, being tough. Okay, so we have many examples of people demonstrating unusual resilience in the face of seemingly impossible odds. Moses is one of these persons. Pete is one of those people. Even though he faced tremendous adversity, he never surrendered to it. He fulfilled the assignment God gave him. Joseph is another. Wow, Joseph is a great example. He is another individual who demonstrated unusual resilience. His brothers sold him to slavery, and later he was thrown into prison because of the lies that were told to him by Potiphar's wife. However, he never gave up the dream that God had given him, and eventually he became second in command over all Egypt. Joseph's story really speaks to me because it truly does not matter where you start in life or where life takes you. When God's hand is upon your life, he can do for you what you never thought, what you never imagined. The favor of God. Me and my husband say this to each other all the time. When even for little things, Big things and for little things, especially in the little things. Well, you know, we love to say to each other or look at each other when something happens and we know that, you know, it's not luck. It's the favor of God. And this is so real to me because I live this day by day. We should be living this. And we always say to each other, favor ain't fair. And I know there's been times where my husband has said that to an acquaintance, you know. I know he did at one time, and he shared with me, and they were like, what is that? Like, what do you mean? Like, they didn't understand, you know, what it meant when he said favor ain't fair. Because when God's favor is on your life, I don't remember what the particular situation was, but it was a situation where, you know, my husband got favored and the individual didn't, obviously, you know. And all, my husband's response was simply, favor ain't fair. And it's so true. He's lived it. We've lived it. It's an amazing thing to live in, you know, from, you know, that parking lot, the parking spot, you know, right in the front when you pull up, you know, there's like, a lot, like, we just real quick, another little side. When we went to Disney World just this year, it was so crazy because I'm not crazy, it was a blessing of God. Every single ride that we would go on, like, there would be no line. And as soon as we got there, you know, got our place, a whole crowd would come and we'd just look at each other. And to just say, God, you're so good. You care about the most minimal thing. You might say that's dumb, like in line, really. But hello, like, no, like, would you really rather be at the back of the line, or would you rather be in front, not having to wait, like feeling like royalty? That's how we felt when we went this last time going on vacations. When you know, oh, there, God. Doesn't matter where you are, he will surprise you. Pastor Sandy loves to say that when we're on the prayer call, she says, have an expectation, you know, that your Heavenly Father will surprise you today. It's a beautiful thing, and don't miss it. Don't miss it. Be grateful, even if it is that, you know, that parking spot, or even if it is something that seems like so insignificant. Be grateful. Give God the credit. So let me go back to resilience. Okay, continuing, and I'm skipping through. Okay, so let's see. Excuse me. I'm just gonna go here. Have you developed unmovable faith? The Apostle Paul tells us to never stop pressing. You're not going to be able to avoid hardships. The Apostle Paul said that trouble and persecution were waiting for him at every city. But I love the response in Acts 20:24. He said, but none of these things move me. Hallelujah. That's I can testify to that. My husband and I just went through a trial, you know, something that came to shake us, something that came to, you know, hinder our faith, hinder our walk with God. But we are so founded on Christ. We know what His word says. We know what our portion is. We stand firm when we pray. We don't beg. When you pray to God, speak to Him like you know that He's the creator of earth and we are truly in His hands, that He can do all things. We can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthened us. That's what the word says. But we have to have the confidence when we pray that we know that God is on our side, and that if there's one person, one righteous person, no matter where you are, if you're the only person, the Bible says, let every man be a liar, but God's word be truth. So we all face setbacks and failures, but we shall never forget that failure is not final. God turn it around for Moses, he can turn it around for you. God rescued Joseph, he can rescue you. God delivered Paul, he can deliver you. God hasn't let go of you or turned his back on you. He's brought you this far and he's still working behind the scenes on your behalf. He's the same God that saved you before and will do it again. So resilience is the ability to keep getting up and continuing to go forward. No matter how many setbacks you experience, resilient people have developed the faith to praise God in the middle of life storms. Habakkuk 3:17-18 says, Though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vine, though the oil crops fails and the fields produce no fruit, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. Excuse me. Resilience comes when you know deep down inside that God is for you and he will never forsake you. Keep trusting God. Keep speaking his faith. Keep rejoicing in the Lord. Satan cannot win if you don't quit. The truth is, it's impossible for Satan to defeat you when you refuse to give up. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go ahead and end there. I hope that this word blessed you. Again, this was from the newsletter that I got from Jerry Seville, the word about resilience. So I pray that you continue meditating on that, on knowing and having that assurance that when something rises up, when something comes up, you know, the Bible says that when afflictions arise, or, you know, turmoil hits, you know, the Spirit of the Lord arises. It raises up a standard. And never forget that if God is with you, who shall be against you? Thank you for listening. We love you. We have young adults this Thursday, December 16th, 2021, last one of the year. Come. Receive. We love you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll see you soon.
Thanks again for tuning in. Don't forget, you can always stay up to date with us and even message us on Instagram at YA_PowerOfLove. Thanks again, and we'll see you on the next one.